You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with author Terry Mudrick and the author of I Can Survive, a great resource for anybody dealing with any health issues, body, mind, or spirit. It's just fascinating. There's a whole chapter on essential oils and cleaning up and getting rid of the chemicals all around you so that your body has a much better chance of bringing healing and wholeness. So tell us what you've learned about essential oils. You're an aromatherapist and you've played with all these a lot.
Well, there's a lot of science behind aromatherapy in two ways, by even just putting it in a diffuser and diffusing it into your home is extremely important. It can actually take care of about 85% of whatever is going on in your system, especially when it comes to respiratory, and even just to, you know, keep your immune system boosted up. Now, the other way, of course, there's other ways as well. You can put them on your skin, whether it be in a rollerball, and usually I always recommend to put them into a carrier oil, especially if you're just starting out with essential oils. It's very important to know which ones you use. Extremely important to make sure that you know where they come from, that there's no pesticides, no herbicides, because all of those things, if they're in your oil and if they're an inexpensive oil, they probably have been adulterated in some way. You want to make sure you're not putting that into your system because, again, you're going to have that liver having to deal with it. So essential oils, in 100% essential pure oils are the way to go. And when they get put on your skin, they work so quickly. Within 28 seconds, they're in your, from putting them on your skin, they penetrate, they get into your bloodstream within 2 minutes, and within 20 minutes, they're servicing all of your body. So that's how important it is to make sure they're a good, clean oil. Mm-hmm. Now, what they do then is when you put them, let's say, on the back of your neck or on your forehead, and each oil, there's so many different ones for every, I don't have any pharmaceuticals in my house at all. Everything that has a need has an essential oil. There is an oil for that. You hear that saying, and it's so true. And so you just put it on the back of your neck. You can put it on your wrist. Another really popular place is any part of your foot. Like in reflexology, every part of the bottom of your foot is in some relation to your body. And so the big toe, for example, the pituitary, or the inside of from the big toe to the back of your ankle is your back bone, and I always like to put essential oils there because it's so detoxifying to your system. Mm-hmm. Another great way is in the bathtub. I try at least 3 or 4 times a week to put in a half a cup of Epsom salts if you've just got a regular sized tub, and about 8 to 9 drops of essential oil, whatever that favorite might be. Personally, I love the spruces and the tree or the woods because they are so grounding and they tend to detox. And when you think about the animals out in the wild, they really, are drawn to the spruce and to the pines and so on for their immunity. So you can imagine what it does for us.
Absolutely. And you've got so many recipes and so many ideas of using the essential oils. You've got a good breakdown of the medicinal properties of them in your book, and also how to use them to clean your home as well as your body.
Yes, I'm so excited about that because, you get cinnamon bark, for example. Cinnamon bark, nothing grows in cinnamon bark, and you can research that. Mold, for example, it's bacteria, viral, nothing grows in cinnamon bark. So I really like to make my cleaners out of, for example, you can use lemon and vinegar, or personally, I like to use alcohol, like rum or perhaps even vodka.
I saw that water. In there. Yeah, that was quite cute. Yeah. So that's your alcohol base is vodka in them for cleaning.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because I find that it just gives it that little bit of a quicker drying period, mm-hmm. right? Like, so if you're spraying your bathroom toilet down, for example, I'll use the cinnamon bark and the cloves and the rosemary. When I do my floors, for example, I'll always put in, again, the cinnamon bark, but I really like pine. I have wood floors, so mm-hmm. the pine just literally makes them shine. And, of course, the smell is so invigorating. Mm-hmm. And as you get away from the chemicals in your cleaning, in your personal hygiene, eventually you get very sensitive to them. And, like, now I can't even walk down a laundry aisle in the store without, like, going, oh, this really smells awful. Mm-hmm. So, like, your worst things are, like, your dryer sheets and things that your body is constantly wrapped in. So, of course, your clothing. So, mm-hmm. looking at Tide Pods or whatever, those are so chemically induced, so important to that type of cleaning. Is anything that you can keep away, and especially the floors for babies, like when we think about the oils coming into our skin in 28 seconds, so do the chemicals. And so when our little babies and our pets are on our floors and you've got the, Mr. Green or Clean or whatever on there, of course that's getting absorbed. So very, very important to try to change what you can.
Absolutely. And Terry, you have so many recipes for everything that you can think of in here, to even the medium hold hair spritz, so that you can make something for your hair rather than putting the chemicals on. Foaming hand soaps, different body butters. There's so many resources that you can go back to in this book. It's a great heartfelt read, but the resources are amazing too. There's other things that you've gone into as well as so the infrared, if you can get to that, what does that do for you if you can have an infrared sauna?
Well, the infrared sauna was something that was highly recommended for Marty, and it really, really detoxes quickly. So he was still working and going in it at about 5 in the morning. He would never miss. That's how good it felt. But mm-hmm. definitely a huge detox. And so when we've got all these, things coming at us, the free radicals that attack in every which way, plus our stress, that's one way to just help the liver really mm-hmm. get rid of those toxins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say probably one of the number one ways of doing it, if you've got one, please use it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What is your greatest hope for this book?
Well, when I first put it together, I was just hoping to help family and friends, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I think just by going to NAIT, which is like a SAIT in Calgary, or mm-hmm. so it's
Northern
College. They did my first few copies, and I was just about at 1,000 copies when I decided I just can't do this. So I decided to actually publish it and put it to Amazon. And I think this is coming into the fourth week of it being number one bestseller in the preventative magazine their category. So I'm very pleased to be able to reach others that can give them hope that there are ways to change and be preventative, especially for young people that, are not aware of what they're doing for even their children. And I would love to see everyone become more just diligent in being chemical free. Mm-hmm. And if we can spread that and spread that to our young people and just change the whole, it would be awesome. And my second hope would be is that down the road, that we can mix Western medicine with holistic medicine, with functional science medicine, because that together is so powerful. And I saw it in my son's battle, and I see it in my younger son who is, trying to retain his health so the cancer doesn't come back, because I think that's probably one of the biggest fears of a cancer patient. Is will my cancer come back?
Absolutely. Terry, can you spell the title of your book just so that everybody knows exactly how to find it?
Yeah, it's I and then can, C-A-N with a dash, C C-E-R, and then capital V-I-V-E.
Beautiful. One of the quotes that you have just under the table of contents is, you are the one who holds the roadmap to your recovery and well-being. Research the many routes available to get to your destination. And I think that's a very strong message for anybody who seeks healing. So thank you for all your work putting this book together. It's a fantastic resource for any home, any family. You can get it on Amazon, and I think you'll start to find it in a lot of health food stores too. It's just a fantastic resource. Thank you for writing it, Terry.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me, and God bless everyone's wellness journey.
Thanks so much. We are going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to Carrie Carlton on the science of addiction.